Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
This is Anthony Richardson, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, what is up, and welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch radio program. It's Cody Carpentier. It's the Trash Man here on a beautiful Thursday in May as we continue to walk through and talk through some players in Dynasty and Seasonal and Best Ball and try to just get you ready for the 2025 NFL season that'll be here in, I don't know, about 100, 105, 110 days, something 100, like that.
110.
I get a little potatoes right there with it. But yeah, we're going to do a similar show to what we did. I think it was last Friday. Trashman and I went through, seven or eight wide receivers outside of the top 10 in Dynasty that we thought could either finish in the top 10, the 2025 season, or would be in the top 10 of the Dynasty conversation a year from now. We talked about a bunch of names there. Today, we're going to do running backs. So we're going to be circling this show around running backs that can ascend into top 10 conversations, both in Dynasty and during the 2025 season. Trashman, how you doing?
You know, can't complain. Well, I guess I could, but who would listen?
Well, I mean, I think the audience might listen for three or four seconds.
Listen for a while. You know, sometimes I think about just having a show where we just, where we just break bread. You know, just hash it out. Just, figure it all out. That's what the people want.
Sort of a round table, just kind of answer their questions, talk about our problems,
our lives, we're here for a community, right?
I wonder how long those shows would have retention.
Hey, I feel like half the podcasts that are out these days, that's pretty much what they are.
I kind of like it, to be honest with you, but I don't know if Alex would be on board with it.
I've been trying to get that. I'm trying to make Roster Watch more of just like, a lifestyle brand for decades now.
It's not the easiest pull.
I don't know if that'll ever fly here.
It may take a couple more years, another decade or so. Let's jump into these running backs though. To be honest with you, I don't know if and this is just my overarching first thoughts. Out to the top 10 at running back, like there's, for me, it's only a couple of names. And I asked you coming in, I said, how many names you got? You said, I got enough. I got plenty. And I was like, man, I'm looking at my, my rankings in the top 250. You can go with the top 250 Dynasty rankings that Trashman and I put together over at rosterwatch.com right now. The QR code's in the top right of the screen. But I'm looking at like my running backs out to the top 10. And there's only a couple. Like, is there anybody that really jumps out the screen to you that you say, this guy's up to the top 10, I think he can finish in the top 10 this year, or he definitely will probably be on the horizon for next year?
I mean, it's Trevion Henderson for me, who I think could definitely be inside the top 10, finish inside the top 10, and be inside the top 10 in Dynasty in 2026. I mean, he's just – I wouldn't say it's not a wide open backfield in New England, but I think he's the best talent they have, bar none. I think that he does what either of the backs that they have there in their backfield, I think he does what they do better than both of them in either of their cases. I think he's a better in between the tackles runner than Ramondre Stevenson. I think he's a better pass catching back, or at least commensurate to Gibson there. So I feel like he could take over that backfield. He's got a good, if he's got a good connection with Drake May, becomes, you know, a kind of safety blanket out of the backfield as a pass catcher too. I think he could definitely end up, I mean, I think he could be, you know, have Jahmyr Gibbs type impact for the Patriots this season.
That's exactly my thoughts on Henderson is the Gibbs theory. And that's why I've probably jumped the shark on Travion Henderson. I mean, he's a guy that as a freshman at Ohio State, everybody remembers him just jumping onto the screen with 210 touches and like 1,500 yards from scrimmage.
Do people know what that means when you say jump the shark anymore? I feel like that reference might be lost on a lot of people. But
aged quite a bit.
You're wrong. If you don't know, it's when on Happy Days, you know, the show that you watch when you were a kid, of course, right? Growing up in the 90s, the aughts, whatever. Fonzie, one of the main characters, yeah, he jumps over a shark on water skis, and that's apparently when the show, you know, kind of just ran off the rails. But that's the reference, jump the shark, for those of you that don't know. Just a little history lesson.
I like that. I didn't know that was where that originated.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't know that. That's good. That's good knowledge to find out. Hey,
you get all sorts here at Roster Watch.
I like it. But I do think I might have jumped the shark a little bit on Travion, because you have him, when you said his name, I go, well, I think I have him in the top 10. So you have him at running back 11. I got him at running back 5. And I haven't even looked at keep, trade, cut, which is kind of the consensus, I guess, when it comes to the overarching community of Dynasty. They have Henderson at 8 overall. And his 10-day his 30-day trend is up 10 spots overall, which kind of would make him be, I think before that he was sitting at like 12. So Judkins is right behind him, Taylor's behind him, Breece Hall's behind him, but he's now at 8 overall in Dynasty. So kind of right between us. But I agree with you 100%. This is a guy that has staying power, and as far as getting to the top 10 and staying in the top 10, and from a 2025 perspective, in that he's going to be a guy you're going to want to have on your roster, because you brought up Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson. Like, we love Antonio Gibson. The ship sailed. The ship has sailed on the idea that Antonio Gibson is going to be something from a fantasy football perspective. Anything more than a pseudo satellite, you know, play a little bit in the slot, get some carries around the goal line. Like, his role is much more NFL defined, and it's a zero for fantasy. And Ramondre,
Cordero Patterson is the model for.
Yes. Yes. That's like where Gibson's career is kind of at right now. Just kind of like
could be
the Cordero thing. And Ramondre is a fine back. He's a fine plodding back that can catch passes. I think he had a season with like 64 receptions maybe. And that's not, he's not near the protector. He's not near the pass catcher that Travion is. So I'm all in on Travion. And I love hearing that you kind of view him as a potential top 10 guy this year and in Dynasty, of course. One name I'm going to go to that I don't have a lot of belief in this one, but I think
then by all means, please tell us what it is.
But I'm trying to figure out how I want to phrase this. I don't have a lot of belief in this one, but I think that if he doubles down this year and we get the Chase Brown that we got last year, that it's going to be a guy that jumps up in Dynasty. And it's going to, and basically what I'm saying is he's following the Kyren Williams kind of career arc by output perspectives. And Kyren Williams got the full belief from the Los Angeles Rams. Yes, they drafted Blake Corum, but he had 1,100 yards in 2023, 12 touchdowns, 1,200 yards in 2024, 14 touchdowns, massive opportunity shares did Kyren Williams. Last year, Chase Brown really wasn't supposed to take on this big role. It's supposed to be him and Zach Moss, and he had 990 yards on 229 carries, 7 touchdowns, 65 targets. And again, we didn't love Chase Brown coming out of college, but it's a Bayesian process. You kind of have to change and switch and adjust as things come through. And what did Cincinnati do in the backfield? They added Taj Brooks. That's it. And I like Taj Brooks a lot. Samaje I drafted a lot.
Ryan.
Oh, come on. Get out of here with the Samaje. I drafted Taj Brooks in a lot of rookie drafts because
I'm just saying that's not it.
What?
It wasn't just Taj Brooks.
Well, but Samaje?
I mean, I'm saying they did something else, and that was what they did. I'm not talking about the ramifications of
it. It's like Trey Sermon, Samaje Perine, like.
I'm not saying this has an implication on what he's going to do. I'm just saying that they did do
something. They did add him. That's fair. Fair take. But I do think that Chase Brown, so right now, where I have him sitting in the top 250 is at running back 12. You have him at running back 15, so we're not too far apart here as far as where Chase Brown's at right now. He's in his age 25 season. That's the problem. The problem about seeing a guy like that go up into the top 10 in Dynasty would be he's 25. A year from now, he's going to be 26. You want a 26-year-old running back to be inside of your top 10. The only guys that are that age and into the top 10 right now is one player. That's Jonathan Taylor for me, age 26 season upcoming. Everybody else is 22, 23, 24 up in the top 10 for the running backs. From a keep, trade, cut perspective, where Chase Brown's currently sitting at is running back 17. So both a little high on him. But I do think he has 100% top 10 abilities in 2025 on the Cincinnati Bengals. And I think he has the ability for me to bump him up a few more spots and get him up to that 10 or 9 spot overall in Dynasty.
I mean, he could. We're not expecting it to happen. But, yeah, that's definitely within the realm of possibilities if he gets the touches that we think he's going to get in what's one of the better offenses in the NFL. That has to count for something as well. My next guy is in a similar boat, I think. But he's even younger than Brown. And he's performed in the top five in stretches in 2024. And that's Bucky Irving. I mean, I think if there's a guy – I mean, he's younger than – handful other running backs in this year's rookie draft. I mean, and the fact that he has Rashad White in that backfield as well, I don't think it works against him like a lot of people think. We already know that he can produce with Rashad White back there. We know he can be an elite producer with Rashad White back there. And I think it just like it gives him the buffer that Chase Brown doesn't have in that, He won't get the wheels run off of him necessarily with Rashad White still being back there, but he's still dynamic enough of a running back, to look like
you good.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
He's a dynamic enough running back to look like, Jahmyr Gibbs, if you squint. So I think for me, considering his age, considering the offense that he's in, considering what we've already seen him do in that offense, I think Bucky Irving could end up in the top 10.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Should I play the trash man chart? He could.
I mean, what's the argument against it?
Well, the argument, I think, from a 2025 perspective, man, I'll be honest with you, man. When we start to get closer to the season, the ADP right now for Bucky is up to 22nd overall in seasonal, like in seasonal best ball stuff right now. 22nd. I think, and that's best ball, right? Seasonal best ball. I think when we get to like real seasonal ADP, Bucky's going to be in the teens. And I don't love that. Because Rashad White is in like the 150s right now. So you can get him in the 14th, 15th round. We've seen Rashad White can play football. He can play in that backfield. He can give you 90% of what Bucky Irving can give you. He can give you 85 to 90% of what Bucky Irving can give you.
You know who had two, maybe less than two fantasy points than Chase Brown on the 2024 season?
Bucky?
Bucky Irving. If we're making this argument for Chase Brown, then we have to make it for Bucky too. They're neck and neck.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with that because I calling a spade, I got Chase Brown four spots behind Bucky in Dynasty at the running back position.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is in 2020 and in Dynasty, I'm all in. I agree with you 100%. You brought up the age thing. The role seems like it's pretty much dialed in right there. I think Rashad White's only got a year left on his contract in Tampa. And they got Sean Tucker behind him. He'll be a free agent. Yeah, he'll be a free agent after this season. Rashad White will be. Like, this is Bucky's backfield, at least this year and next year. And then we'll see if they give him another year after that. Or what happens. If they draft somebody, whatever. So in Dynasty, I'm all there. But what I'm saying is in 2025, it's a big load to put on a 5'10", 195-pound back. That last year took 207 carries, took 52 targets. Like, it's kind of a big load. He's not the athlete or the specimen that Christian McCaffrey and Austin Eckler are. Okay. And I just wonder if the 2025 side of things.
Bucky Irving played 17 games in 2024.
Huh?
How many did Christian McCaffrey play?
Well, I'm not talking about today's Christian McCaffrey. I'm talking about prime.
What do you mean? When's the last time Christian McCaffrey played a full season?
2 years ago. I'm talking about prime Christian McCaffrey and prime Austin Eckler, though. Like, those are the guys that are the 190 to 200 pound in that frame that they had otherworldly physiques and health and things like this, what they were known for, right? I know McCaffrey has a lot of lower body injuries, but that also comes with the size, right? And I just wonder, I think the ADP on Irving for this year is getting a little hot. I don't know if I'm there on like him finishing top 10 this year. In Dynasty, though, being top 10, getting to the top 10 and being there a year from now, I think I'm there. I don't know if I'm quite sold. I'm starting to become less and less sold on Bucky Irving 2025, but I do like Bucky in Dynasty.
I mean, you know, give me an Emmitt Smith type running back, a guy that doesn't have all the physical.
You did not just compare Bucky Irving to what I don't agree with, but what many consider, you probably consider him the best running back.
Oh, he is. I mean, look at his stats. If he's not the best,
Jordan or LeBron?
Civilization, you know, is destroyed. Aliens come by and they find a hard drive or something that's got all the football stats all throughout history. Emmitt Smith is going to be the best running back of all the time.
Jordan or LeBron?
For what? I don't think either one of them are good running backs, to be honest. I mean, LeBron probably be a better one.
I'm talking about you said statistically, if someone came down, they'd look at Emmitt Smith and say he's the best ever. But statistically, if somebody came down and looked at LeBron James, they'd say he's the best ever. But a lot of people disagree with that. And what Barry Sanders, maybe a little bit.
No, it's not even Barry Sanders. It's Bo Jackson, if that's the case.
Oh, gosh. All right. Next running back here. I'm going to go Caleb Johnson. The rookie running back from Iowa. He's now in Pittsburgh. And in Dynasty, I got him at running back 19. Trashman actually has him two spots ahead of me at running back 17. We got him consensus. I think he's sitting at 50th overall in the top 250 Dynasty rankings over at rosterwatch.com. He's 22 years old this season. Man, I think we've talked about this a lot. He's running back 15 on Keep Trade Cut, by the way. Is it Caleb fits this team? He fits the Pittsburgh Steelers almost better, in my point of view, than did Najee. And what we saw from Najee was back-to-back-to-back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, played all 16 games, for the Steelers. They got Kenny Gainwell, sure. They got Jalen Warren, sure. But this kid can ball. His freshman year at Iowa 3 years ago, 779 yards, six touchdowns on 150 carries, averaged five per. This last season, averaged 6.5 per, 21 touchdowns, 1,500 yards. Like, he can run the ball in a zone scheme better than most. And sitting right now in the teens in Dynasty and going into this offense where he's going to take on 250 to 270 carries is going to give me not only a top 10 season, maybe, but probably right at like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that range for 2025. But if he does that, and I think he will, in Dynasty, I think that shoots him up, you know, past this group of this Chuba, Kyren, Ken Walker, this aging group, and gets him right into that top 10 with his rookie friends, Quinshon Judkins and Amarian Hampton.
No, I agree. I think, you know, based on that underwhelming backfield in Pittsburgh, I mean, underwhelming quarterback situation too. I mean, why not just hand the ball off to Caleb Johnson, you know, ad nauseum throughout the season, run the offense through him. I think it would make sense. I think he could definitely end up, you know, if they can get in the scoring position enough, I think he could definitely end up in the top 10, just based on the situation he's in.
All right, how many you got left?
Well, how much time do you have?
We got as much time as you want.
I'm joking. Okay.
Isaac Arendo, running back. I'm just kidding.
For me, there's a guy who I think could end up here. I think he has the intangibles. He has got the tangibles. He's got really everything except for a good offense and except for, you know, maybe just the clearest path to just dominance in the backfield. And that's Quinshon Judkins of the Cleveland Browns. I think that he was actually the running back I was most excited to see land on an NFL team in the draft. I think just with his size, with his catching ability, I think he can be a bully there, you know, in that offense. You know, the way complicates things is, you know, the other running back being drafted, Dylan Sampson, who, you know, might not even be an issue, though. If Judkins can take the reins in that backfield and stick, then they might just go with the hot hand there. I mean, if we're talking about Caleb Johnson playing over Jalen Warren the majority of the time in Pittsburgh, I think it could happen for Judkins and Cleveland over a guy who's not a proven commodity in Sampson. And I feel like, you know, the offense isn't good there in Cleveland from what we can tell. It doesn't project to be, but because it isn't that good, it projects to go through the running game. I think they're going to run the ball a lot. And I think Judkins is the best running back that they have.
I think that, I mean, I kind of want to just combat you and say that this feels like a trash man non-qualifier because he's on a bad football team. I feel like this. This is exempt. Quinshon doesn't count. I'm just kidding. No, I think Quinshon's a good play. I love Quinshon. I mean,
I'm not saying I'd want to draft him in any of my leagues because he is on what looks like, you know, to be a bad offense.
But no, I agree with you. So from a dynasty perspective, right now we both have him right there at 10. From a 2025 perspective, he's 22 years old. Consensus in Dynasty, he's sitting at running back 11, so he's right there on the fringe. And if he, like you said, if he lives up to any of the hype, he's going to burst his way through there and you know, solidify himself in the top 10, hopefully for the next 3-4 years, and give us something to actually utilize in Dynasty and in fantasy football on a yearly basis. The problem is, like you said, the other running back, Dylan Sampson, who himself, both of these guys, which is just super interesting. I wonder if this has ever happened before. In the same draft, two running backs that once played in the same conference. So in 2024, Dylan Sampson had 1,600 yards from scrimmage and 22 touchdowns. In 2022, when Quinshon was with Ole Miss, he had 1,600 yards from scrimmage and 17 touchdowns. I wonder if there's ever been a duo in the same class or the same team from the same conference that both had 1,600, 1,500 plus scrimmage yards. You know, obviously draft capital is king here, and in most cases other than RG3 getting hurt and Kirk Cousins taking over. But in a backfield, especially with like a Jerome Ford that we don't really, like, we don't really believe in him, but he's not dusted. He can play football. He was efficient last year. I wonder, man. I really wonder what the dynamic's going to be between Sampson and Quinshon Judkins. From a dynasty perspective, I'm not really worried, but from a 2025 perspective, I'm very worried. And hopefully we can get to a Cleveland Brown training camp. I know sometimes they have it in Cleveland and sometimes they have it at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. If it's in West Virginia, I might go up to West Virginia and see that, but I think that's going to be a big camp to kind of just understand what that backfield is, what both of these guys look like in the scheme, and what the dynamic will be from like a split standpoint. And if there's a third wheel there, I'll be really worried. But from a dynasty perspective, I love this play. All right, I'll go another one. This guy's not a rookie. He's a sophomore and former Florida State running back, now Arizona Cardinal, age 23, running back 21 for me in Dynasty, running back 28 for Trashman in Dynasty, and running back 29 consensus in Dynasty, according to Keep Trade Cut. Trey Benson, who was a rookie last year, took on 63 carries, 291 yards, a touchdown, and 6 receptions. I don't think that Trey Benson is going to be a top 10 player, top 10 running back in the 2025 season. But what I do see coming down the train tracks, and this is maybe a little far out to get him all the way up to 10, but I have him at 21 right now, so I feel like I can get him up to 10 if this happens, and that's James Conner finally falling off. He's in his age 30 season, and regression is there. They didn't add a lot of weaponry. Of course, they have Marvin Harrison and Trey McBride. We've talked about that receiving core, Michael Wilson, et cetera, et cetera. Greg Dortch for Trashman. But I think this is Trey Benson's team in 2026. And so I think if he can build up and give us, you know, instead of 63 carries, he ends up with 125 carries. He just doubles it, right? And the efficiency goes up. Instead of averaging 4.6 per, he's averaging 5.6 per. And all of a sudden, he's got a 125 carry, 600-yard season under his belt with 5-6 touchdowns. And he's actually showing growth in this offense. And he looks like a guy that can just step in for James Conner in 2026. I think that'll boost Trey Benson into my top 10. I don't know if I can get quite the 10, but I think I'm going to get close. So I'm just going to go ahead and just write Trey Benson's name in here because I think he's one of the best, if not the best, handcuff in 2025.
I mean, yeah, I could see that. I mean, it makes sense considering the lack of weapons that they have on an Arizona offense. Trey Benson, who I didn't see a lot out of in the joint practices I watched with the Cardinals and Colts last season. But, you know, he was a good prospect. I mean, the Cardinals drafted him. I mean, and like you said, there is not really much help otherwise behind the aging James Conner. So, yeah, I could see potentially Benson getting up to a top if he's the lead back in Arizona in 2026. And that's a big if.
Big if. Who do you got?
All right. I will throw in Devon Achane. I think if we're talking about a guy who is still fairly young.
Hold up. We both got this guy in the top 5. We both got him as a top 5 running back.
So he could still definitely finish in the top 10.
That's fair. Sort of expected, but fair.
If that's too easy, then let's go with the other guy I had in there, and that was – so you were saying – so I mean, you mean in the top 10 running backs or just top 10?
Top 10 running backs, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes things. That's a qualifier that I wasn't aware of. In that case, my next guy, this is a long shot,
I love long shots. You're the master of long shots.
And that's Jaden Blue of the Dallas. I mean, if you're just looking at the situation there in Dallas, I mean, I guess there's a chance Javonte Williams or Miles Sanders could find their way to the lead back slot for the Cowboys and stick for a season. But I find it highly unlikely that neither one has been able to do it on any of the teams that they've been on in recent history. So we have Jaden Blue, who's the new guy, the new hotness in that offense, a good pass catching back on a dynamic offense that, you know, just added more firepower at the receiver position, opening things up for the running game, getting them in scoring position more often. If Blue can leapfrog those two backs who are on their way out, fantasy legitimacy and otherwise, Blue could see himself as the lead back in 2026 for the Dallas Cowboys. And I think it's just by that title, by being that, I mean, that puts you in the top 10 consideration in 2026 in fantasy, in dynasty. I mean, it'll just be a second year.
I don't know how he doesn't jump Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders Jaden Blue last year was the co running back with Trey Wisner at Texas. Technically the backup, was benched, et cetera, et cetera. He had 730 yards on the ground as a backup, which is more than Miles Sanders has had each of the last 2 years combined, and more than what Javonte had last year as the starting running back in Denver, and he was putrid. Dude, I did not think you were going to pull Jaden Blue. I sort of love that because he's really – I mean, you weren't lying about the long shot perspective of that. And you think – are you saying top 10 this year or top 10 dynasty?
I mean, top 10 dynasty. I mean, it could conceivably happen this year too. If he worked his way into the starting role there, it could happen. If we're talking about him being on a good offense that's high, that's prolific, that scores a lot of points – you know, that it's not, I mean, and we talk, and this is another team too, that where Tony Pollard excelled at in kind of that 1B kind of situation for the Cowboys for several seasons.
All right. Last question. Jaden Blue is currently going off running back 37 in dynasty. RJ Harvey's running back 19 in dynasty. 1 year from now, with this thought process of Jaden Blue potentially being top 10, and probably, I mean, good chance he takes over this backfield, there's question about the Denver situation in that backfield. Harvey, you know, everybody's running out and everyone believes Harvey's going to own this thing. I think on other shows you've talked about not fully believing in it, and I kind of agree. Jaden Blue or RJ Harvey in 2025 right now?
For me, it's Jaden Blue. Go Cowboys.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring Your Number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.